Welcome to the Vitality Radio Podcast, your source for the truth about health, wellness, and real alternatives to drugs, surgeries, and the status quo of healthcare. Here, you'll find information that empowers you to take control of your health. But it's not just about health and wellness. It's about the politics of healthcare and protecting your health freedom. Now, here's your host, Jared St. Clair.
Welcome to Vitality Radio, the podcast where we help you master natural supplements, enhance emotional vitality, and thrive without pharma drugs. And never has that intro been more apropos than it is today, as I invite my wife, my newly wedded wife. We've been together as married people for about 3 months now. And she's going to be doing part two of Jen's story. And part one is a year and a half old. We recorded it way back in October of 2022. That's episode 264. It has become one of my most popular episodes, though, as many people have told me that they feel it has provided a tremendous amount of optimism for them about their own conditions and concerns about their health and their mental, emotional well-being. And has become a catalyst for many people to take a more active role in taking care of their own health. So part two is not about highlighting how great my wife, Jen, is or how amazing I am, although both of those things are true. I mean, let's face it, right? But really, it's about – that's not why we're doing the show. We're doing the show because we believe – that this series, the Jen Story series, which, by the way, is part of the larger Emotional Vitality series of podcasts, which are sporadically placed over the last year or so, a year and a half or so of doing Vitality Radio podcast, that these episodes can change your life. I really, really, really do believe that. Now, you've got to implement the things you learn, obviously, but it starts with education, and that's what this show is all about. Education, and then supplementation, dietary changes that you may or may not need depending on, you know, how you're currently eating, mindset shifts, which is where most of the Emotional Vitality series really focuses, is on mindset and how you can become of the mind that believes that you can be whole again. That's really what it boils down to. And then it takes some time. It takes some patience. You've got to be a little graceful with yourself, because whatever rut you feel you're stuck in is pretty deep in most cases. And it takes a little bit to get up out of that rut and form new tracks and move to a place that you really want to be. Today's episode is episode two of Jen's story, all about the supplementation aspect of what we did when we first met 6 years ago to help her get out of some of the rut that she was in, to help her get relief from her chronic anxiety and depression and bipolar, to help her get relief from her chronic pain, to help her get relief from her chronic insomnia, and to help her get relief from her chronic gut dysbiosis, IBS symptoms, and things like that. The next episode of this series of Jen's story will be weaning off of pharma drugs, how she did it, why she did it, and why she believes it was a great move. Episode four will be all about the mindset and what I will be calling the birth of emotional vitality. We'll get into the details on that. Don't wait for that episode. Dive into these other emotional vitality episodes. They can be massive for you. I really believe that. And then episode five will be the last major shift that we made as a couple to try to figure out how to get completely on top of her pain and chronic inflammation she was dealing with, and that is dietary change. Now, I'm going to tell you that we probably did some of that a little backwards. Dietary change would really be first and foremost on just about every, for just about every person I would ever talk to. However, most of us, let's face it, you probably fall into this category as well, are more apt to take a pill or a few pills to get relief than we are to make a wholesale change in our diets. So we are doing this chronologically. We're doing it as we did it 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and up to this day. The big diet change happened about 4 years in, about 2 years ago. And so we are doing it in the order that we did it. But if you want to do a little flip-flopping, you could attack your diet first, and I would highly recommend that. But sometimes you just got to get on top of some stuff first before you're even willing to make that commitment. So anyway, those are the 5 episodes of Jen's story. They will be told by us, not just by me. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get into episode 2 of Jen's story on Vitality Radio. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started now with Jen's story part 2. And I'm really excited to bring this to you, probably more than Jen is, based on our conversations prior to hitting record. But she does know that the power of her story is empowering to others, or can be empowering to others. And we do want to bring this to you. As I stated in the intro, this will be a series. This is episode 2 of that series, and we're going to be focusing on supplementation today. So over the next probably 2 to 3 months, we'll get all these episodes out. At least that's the plan, about one a month, or a little more often than that. But let's go ahead and get straight into it, honey. We're going to talk about briefly the very first time that I suggested a supplement to this girl that I barely had met. And it was based on a story that happened the very first time that we did meet in person, which was almost 6 years ago today. Just a couple of weeks ago was the 6-year mark since that happened. We went to dinner, and she ate very little at dinner, and I ate like I usually do, most of dinner. And I thought in my head, we're on a first date, right? And so we're trying to, you know, feel each other out and sort of figure out, okay, what's going on with this guy? What's going on with this girl? And I was wondering if she was thinking that if she ate too much, she'd look, you know, like a pig or whatever. I didn't know what was going on in her head. And being someone who is generally pretty bold anyway, I said, hey, why didn't you hardly eat? Did you not like your food? And she said,
that I got sick every time I ate.
And so then, of course, nobody wants to talk about their stomach upset and the crushing urge to rush to the bathroom right after a meal. But I like to talk about that stuff. So I asked her some details, and tell us what was going on when you ate.
Pretty much any time. It didn't matter what I ate. It just basically went right through me. My stomach would hurt. I'd get sick. And honestly, I was to a point where I really wasn't hardly eating at all, because it just wasn't worth it to me to eat and feel as lousy as I did afterwards. So I had actually lost a fair amount of weight because I had got to a point where I ate as little as I possibly could.
Yeah, and so, you know, after she told me that, of course, my, you know, health food store owner brain kicked in, and this is par for the course for me. Anytime anybody mentions any kind of physical or mental, emotional ailment that they're experiencing, I'm thinking in my head, okay, well, what could I do to help this person? So with her, I said, well, if I got you something that I think would help you with that, would you take it? Now, side note, don't try this at home. If you are in the dating scene and on the first date, a guy says, hey, let me give you some pills, don't do that, okay? This is a bad idea as a general rule. But apparently I was trustworthy enough, or seemingly trustworthy enough, that she was willing to take a bottle of a formula I developed at that point about 8 or 9 years ago. And that is called Back on Tract. That's T-R-A-C-T, like digestive tract. If you're not familiar with this formula yet, because I do talk about it from time to time on the show, it's a combination of spore probiotics and digestive enzymes, and then it also contains herbs that are very soothing and cooling to what I call a hot digestive system, a system that is inflamed and easily upset, even with just basic eating. And Back on Tract is one of those products that is really, really cool because it covers a lot of bases all in one supplement, but it's doing some really, really awesome work sort of in the background while it's also doing immediate or providing immediate benefit in the foreground. And so basically the concept behind it is, if we can cool down the gut and just help to reduce inflammation, if we can assist the body in digesting food with digestive enzymes, and if we can rebuild the microbiome with the probiotics, then we should be able to, A, get rapid relief of symptomology, indigestion-type symptoms, IBS-type symptoms, reflux-type symptoms, things like that, but B, actually be rebuilding and strengthening the gut at the same time. So I gave her this bottle, and I said, try this next time you eat, and let me know how it goes. And how did it go?
Well, I tell anyone that comes into the store now that Back on Track is my favorite product in the whole store. The difference was noticeable, to say the least, just those first couple times I even took it. I could actually eat something and not almost immediately be sick or running to the bathroom. And so, yeah, it was a pretty significant difference right away.
So, of course, she told me that, and I got really excited because, well, it's my formula, so I get kind of pumped up when anybody uses one of my formulas and gets results. But also, you have a background, my dear, of not natural products and supplementation, right? Tell us a little bit about that background and why maybe you were a little feeling a little dubious about the potential for supplements to help.
Well, I grew up in a very Western medicine home. My mother was a nurse. My sister was a nurse. I worked as a CNA for many, many years. And just super indoctrinated into the Western medical philosophy. I won't say my mother does not think supplements work at all. she's pretty out there. My grandmother actually used quite a few supplements. My mom just never felt like they did much for her. And I was definitely more open. I had seen things and I knew friends that had used some natural stuff that worked, but I felt like it had a very limited place and ability to really help people. So yeah, I had a little narrow view of it.
Yeah. And so, of course, with me, frankly, at the time, I wasn't looking to find someone to marry. I was just dating because, well, I was single. I was kind of lonely. I was looking to just have fun and get to know some people. There wasn't like this pressing need for me to find someone and fall in love. And in that process, I don't think there was a single person that I dated that I didn't recommend supplements to. So this was kind of normal for me, but it was cool because as I described, I think in the first Jen Story episode, and as many of you have heard me talk about this incredible woman that I'm now married to, we had a unique, like, cosmic connection from the start. I didn't think it would turn into marriage. But there was clearly something about this person that was sitting in front of me that I needed to understand better and that I wanted to be a part of my life. And really, for the next few years, we were just the best friends in the world before we became, more of an actual couple. And so I was thrilled that, A, the product had helped her, and B, that it opened up the door for her to potentially try some other things. And you know, maybe she didn't think I was quite as quacky as she thought I was that first night when I said, hey, I got these pills that'll probably fix that for you. So anyway, that's the story of Back on Track. But let's go backwards just a little bit, Jen, and talk about kind of what your physical state of health was at that point. What were the big things that you had been struggling with when I met you outside of the digestive issues?
So about 12 years before I met Jared, I had my gallbladder removed, which, obviously ended up playing a big part in the digestive issues. But along with that, I have degenerative discs in my neck and low back. And the neck one was the one that wreaked a lot of havoc, caused a lot of pain. I had knots down my left shoulder blade that just never went away. They were big knots. They never went away. That's actually what ended up getting me on opiates, prescription painkillers, was just trying to deal with the pain from my neck and back every day. So I had that. And then on top of that, I had been diagnosed as bipolar. I had dealt with some pretty major depression pretty much what I can remember most of my life. And then was later diagnosed with bipolar and was on meds for that. I had run the gauntlet of meds for depression and anxiety. At that point, I don't think there was much I hadn't been on or tried at that point. Although at that point I was on Lexapro and I had been on that for quite a few years. But before that I'd tried it all.
Yeah. And so, you know, basically as she, one thing that I love and admire about my wife is that she is very, very open and willing to talk about what, there's no skeletons in her closet. The closet's open. You can go look in it and see what there is. And she just doesn't have a bunch of pride about, you know, the issues that she's had and dealt with. And when it comes to mental health and frankly, digestive health, nobody wants to talk about their poop or how they feel after a meal. Nobody wants to talk about, you know, how depressed and anxious they are and you know, quote unquote, reliant on pharmaceuticals and therapy and things like that to feel, you know, somewhat normal. I shouldn't say nobody. It's becoming more, we're in a society now where maybe people almost talk about it too much.
It might be a little more too acceptable.
But there's no shame with her, and there shouldn't be. These are real health issues. They're not small. They are important. And if you don't talk about them, it's tough to get help, right? So as this was sort of unfolding for me, the extent of her health issues, it was very obvious to me that if nothing else could come out of this relationship, I could potentially provide her a lot of help in these areas. And now that she had tried back on track and had success with it, and it's important to understand that she had success with it the first time she took it, but it just kept working. And so she became, you know, kind of religiously tied to that supplement.
I didn't leave the house without back on track with me.
And frankly, we still don't. We travel with a bottle of back on track everywhere we go, especially if we're traveling and going to be eating out at, you know, places where we're not totally aware of what might be in the food and all that kind of stuff. So she was now open because something that she thought there was no real hope for solving, she was getting results with, let's try something else.
I should throw in that I had been diagnosed with irritable bowel and had been on pharmaceuticals for it that didn't do anything. And the last pharmaceutical they had prescribed for it was Prozac, which I had done Prozac. Prozac was the first antidepressant I took when I was 13, I believe. It was brand new. But I also remembered not having great success, a lot of side effects with that. And so I did not want to go back on Prozac at that point for irritable bowel. So I was basically just kind of dealing with it.
Yeah. And let's talk about that just for a second, because I've discussed this. In fact, it's time probably in the near future. I'll do another show more specific to SSRIs like Prozac, Lexapro, drugs like this. But the primary course of action in medicine for IBS is an antidepressant. It's very, very common for Prozac to be prescribed for that. And it's technically an off-label prescription. It's not approved by FDA for IBS. And you would think it makes no sense for IBS, except that I think it's 85%, and don't quote me on that, but that's what memory is giving me right now. 85% of people with depression also experience irritable bowel, at least occasionally, if not, you know, on a regular basis. And when I say depression, I mean major depressive disorder, you know, a diagnosed depression. And there, we know, especially if you've listened to me talk about this, that the gut-brain connection is real, and what's going on in the brain influences what's going on in the gut and vice versa. So it does make sense that you could get some symptom relief if you can calm things down on the, you know, kind of mental, emotional side with the gut. But you were on two different psych meds, and you were still having all those gut issues. So it wasn't doing the job for you. So what you said, I think, is really important. I think there are a lot of people probably in this audience right now listening to this, and certainly millions more that haven't heard this yet, that are in the position of thinking, well, I'm just going to be stuck feeling like this because I've gone to the doctor, I've done the tests, I've tried the pharmaceuticals, and I still have IBS. And that is the furthest thing from the truth, and one of the biggest reasons why this show, this particular episode of Vitality Radio, I think is really important, is to help with the hope side of it and the belief side of it. Oh, yeah, maybe I can actually, you know, fix this issue. So now we've got a combination of all kinds of gut issues, all kinds of mental, emotional, depression, anxiety issues, bipolar, and chronic pain. That's a rough place to be.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
And it makes life really, really challenging if every time you eat, you hurt. Every time you breathe, you hurt, like you did with your neck and shoulder and all that.
Yeah.
And also, you don't feel good emotionally most of the time. And of course, all that stuff kind of rotates around and one influences the other. So it's no fun. So I knew that there were some core things that just being human in America and eating the American diet means that you're deficient in. And I talk about the Vital Five all the time, keeping in mind that Back on Track covers two of those Vital Five, the probiotic piece and the digestive enzyme piece. And so the next things that I recommended were magnesium and omega-3s. Now, it's important to understand that we have this list of things that became Jen's regimen, and it's seven items long that we'll talk about. We're covering the first four as more of your core day in, day out. You're going to use these because your body's going to be healthier because of it. And then the last three are really more kind of means to an end, we'll say, things that you take for symptom relief while you need them, while in the background, as I talked about with Back on Track, you're kind of building and restoring the body's ability to do, to fend for itself, for lack of a better term. And so we'll discuss those in essentially two parts. So part one would be the aspects of the Vital Five. So magnesium bisglycinate was the next thing that I recommended. And for really obvious reasons, if you're familiar with magnesium, because she had pain. Magnesium is fantastic for loosening that tight, stiff, knotted up muscle tissue and calming things down as far as that goes. She had depression and anxiety that she dealt with. And magnesium is a critical component of the stress response and calming the central nervous system. And there's study after study after study after study showing that magnesium benefits in those two areas. And she had a lot of just kind of all over the place irregularity, and magnesium can play a role in kind of balancing all of that out.
I also didn't sleep.
Oh, yes. You were a pretty chronic insomniac, too. Yes. I totally forgot about
that
one.
Yes, because that's not the case now. Yeah. Yeah, but now. Yes, I didn't sleep hardly at all back then.
Yeah, I've totally forgotten about that. And so magnesium bisglycinate, of course, the most bioavailable form of magnesium, was the next thing. And the benefits that we were looking for were wide-ranging. One of the great things about magnesium is it's much like Back on Track. You can see a difference right away. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, people feel a difference the day they start taking it. Sometimes it's a few days in. But some of the best studies on magnesium last less than 2 weeks because magnesium is so effective so quickly at filling up that gap that people have as far as that deficiency is concerned. So when you have experimented a little bit with magnesium because you've done different doses, different forms, and sometimes not been on it for, a few days, either because you forgot or ran out or whatever. What do you feel magnesium has helped you with?
I do think it definitely helps with, it helps with the pain side, not as a pain reliever exactly, but it relaxed muscle. And so that helped take the edge off a lot. Being more regular, I wasn't constipated. That was not my problem. But even at that, the magnesium I felt helped get things a lot more regular.
Just balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so those were probably, and yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but I think that balance of the nervous system, it's hard to put into words, but I think that was definitely a big part of the magnesium too.
Awesome. And then omega-3 would be next. And the thing about omega-3 that you have to understand, and I tell people this all the time, is don't expect to feel much, at least not initially. Omega-3 is very much something that is, you know, kind of laying down some foundation in the background. It is the number one ingredient in the human body, necessary nutrient, we should say, in the human body that actually is most critical for the inflammatory cascade, what is called the inflammatory cascade. So it will, over time, reduce inflammation and help to balance inflammation. But it also is a massive player in the brain because about 70% of the gray matter in the brain is made up of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 also plays a role in keeping the integrity of the cell wall, the actual membrane of the cells, intact so that nutrients can move in, waste can move out. It plays a role in so many different facets of life, both physically and mentally. And it's, you know, essentially the body's primary lubricant too, which can help in many cases with pain and, well, I already talked about inflammation. But most people don't notice omega-3 until they've been on it for a while. And when I say a while, it depends on the person, but I'll hear anywhere from like 3 to 6 months, or sorry, 1 to 3 months. And then once you get into that 3 month range, for most people, they've sort of, you know, topped off the levels, so to speak, and now they're kind of humming along with what omega-3 can do. And then what we often hear with omega-3 at Vitality is that, oh, I ran out of my bottle and I didn't realize how much omega-3 was helping me until I hadn't taken it for a week or two.
Yeah, that was very much my experience. If I'd run out, because I'd kind of be the same way. I wasn't sure exactly what omega-3 was doing. But if I ever ran out for a few days or a week, yeah, it became clear that it was definitely helping. And I think for me, mental clarity, like my head just felt a little clearer after a while. It wasn't quite so fuzzy, I guess is a good word for it, kind of that brain fog. Just even not being able to, like there were, for a while, there was, I couldn't even see other possibilities in life. Like I was very set in a very linear path of thinking that it's very black and white.
Yeah, and that was frankly probably the part of our relationship that was the biggest challenge for me, because as a general rule, the cup is way over half full in my brain. We're like the cup's running over, and she was very much, yeah, this cup doesn't have much left in it.
Nope, and it's not going to be filled again.
Yeah, and when it's gone. And sweet relief will happen when the cup is empty and I am no longer here. So it was an interesting position that we found ourselves in, because she thought I was the most ridiculously obnoxiously positive person. Yes. And I thought she was the most ridiculously obnoxious negative person. And yet we just adored each other, even though we didn't understand each other very well. And so it was an interesting place. But omega-3 too, I want to mention this really quick. It plays a big role. I talked about the cell integrity and the membrane of the cell. It plays a major role in the body's ability, the cell's ability to communicate with one another. So when we talk about brain cells, we talk about neurons, and we talk about neurotransmitters like serotonin and melatonin and dopamine and oxytocin and all these other neurotransmitters, the ability for the body to actually communicate cell to cell, neuron to neuron, omega-3 plays a significant role in that. So it's a really, really big player there, and matters a lot. Another thing that I did that we don't even have written in the notes here, but is important, is that you were not a drinker. Not alcohol. We're talking water, okay? She was not a drinker of water and was chronically dehydrated, which adds to pain, which adds to brain fog, which adds to digestive health issues, which adds to like all the issues. And, you know, you're now, your water bottle's with you 24/7. It's on the nightstand at night,
yeah.
And it is in the car every time you leave. Yeah. And you don't go a day without drinking enough water, I don't think, except for very rare occasions.
It has to be flavored still. But yes,
but
I
with things
a lot.
Like Relight and Just Ingredients. And kind of thing.
I keep Just Ingredients in business.
Yeah, well, we do a good job of that together. So anyway, that's the deal with an omega-3. And I just realized, too, we've not discussed dosages. So we're going to bounce back on track really quickly. Initially, I had you taking two capsules with each meal,
yeah.
And that was, you probably did that for months.
Yeah,
because
quite a while.
Your gut was so trashed at that time. But now, one capsule per meal, generally, really unless we're eating out, is probably the dose that you use for the most part. So that's where we started on that. Magnesium, I immediately got her on 400 milligrams per day. Of the magnesium bisglycinate. Omega-3, I suggested a mega dose, and she was very good to be willing to do this because if you've taken omega-3 capsules, you know they're not small. But I had her taking two in the morning and two at night of the RX Omega, was what we started with back then, which actually predates when we came out with the Vital 5 Omega. But two capsules of RX Omega in the morning and two capsules at night, which is 4,300 milligrams of omega-3. That's about twice as much as I recommend for most people. And the reason is the studies are really, really clear that if there is mental health stuff going on, I'm going to say any of the Ds, ADHD, MDD, major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, bipolar disorder, any of the things that they could potentially diagnose you with a mental health label, then omega-3 is generally woefully under consumed, and the need is much, much higher. Now, your dose of omega-3 nowadays, you're back to the normal dose, a couple a day, right?
Yeah.
But
well, I tend to do about three a day.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know that, and I guess I want to just stay on top of things still. So I do about three a day.
But also she had the major chronic pain, and we just talked about the anti-inflammatory benefits of omega-3. So we were kind of mega dosing that. We were standard dosing the back on track, standard dosing the magnesium, kind of mega dosing omega-3. And then I don't remember how long it was. I don't know if you remember, but it was probably a few months before I started adding more spore probiotics into your regimen.
Yeah.
Back then, it wasn't the Vital Spores because Vital Spores didn't exist yet, but it was the closest thing we had to that, which was a product called Just Thrive, which is a phenomenal product. Now, our regular go-to is Vital Spores. And I don't always recommend Back on Track and Vital Spores for people. But if you are dealing with significant current day-to-day symptomology, IBS-type stuff, whether it's diagnosed or not, diarrhea, constipation, gas, bloating, cramping, any of those types of discomforts after meals, Back on Track is such a great first line of defense because it can alleviate symptomology or a lot of symptomology right out of the gate. Vital Spores won't do that for most people. Most people don't feel better the day they take the Vital Spores. In fact, it's not quite like omega-3. I think it's a little faster acting. Most people within a month on Vital Spores are loving it and getting some benefit and noticing that it's helping. But it's not the quick, hey, I'm going to feel better right now when I take this. And so with the Vital Spores, it was all about getting her a wider range of probiotics than what's in Back on Track. And really rebuilding what I was convinced was a incredibly leaky gut that she was dealing with. And so that was the next step. So now we have four out of the Vital 5. Now, I didn't put her on a multivitamin back then. That might have been a mistake. I don't know. But she wasn't on the Ultimate Vitality Multi. She was on these core things. And
I was on a lot of stuff. And I think biggest concern was not adding, that's three more pills. Well, it was more than that back then.
Yeah.
So,
I already had her on. I mean, basically, she was taking, six a day of Back on Track, three a day of magnesium bisglycinate, four a day of the omega-3, one a day of the probiotic. That's a lot. But we didn't get into the symptom relief stuff. And so that's the core, we'll say in this case, Vital 4 that we had her on for the longest time, which to this day, she's still taking a version of all of those things. Mm-hmm. The next thing was there was a real need to just calm stuff down in her body, calm the central nervous system, calm the inflammation, calm the pain, calm the anxiety, all of that stuff. And I was convinced that she needed to have something that would kind of get her from here to there and just help her feel more balanced on a regular basis. And so the next thing that came out of my mouth as far as a recommendation was CBD. Now, by now, everybody's heard of CBD, but 6 years ago, CBD was kind of new. It had only been on the market 2 or 3 years at that point. It wasn't even legal in all the states. It's an interesting thing. And I've done deep dives into CBD on multiple different podcast episodes, which we'll link here for you, as well as links to the Vital 5 episodes that, you know, address the omega-3, the magnesium, and so on. But CBD was very universal too for her, because she was dealing with, again, pain. CBD is fantastic for pain. She was dealing with inflammation. CBD is fantastic for inflammation. And she was dealing with anxiety and depression and insomnia, and CBD is good for all of those things potentially as well. But also, it was not just internal CBD, and we were kind of mega dosing that too. I think we had you taking somewhere close to 100 milligrams of CBD a day.
No, I think I was about 60.
Oh, that's right, because we had you on the 15s. We had two 15s in the morning, two 15s at night. And then topical CBD, rubbing into those knots that you talked about. And I can attest to this, okay? When she says she had perma knots in her neck and shoulder, these things were nuts. They were, I always describe them as like the big steely. If you ever played marbles, if you're old enough like me to remember marbles, it's like those big steely marbles that are like bigger than a quarter around. And she had just multiples of those right along the underside of that left shoulder blade, a little bit on the right side too, but really bad on the left side. It radiated up into your neck.
Down my arm. I couldn't use my arm sometimes.
Yeah. So lots of nerve pain. And my experience, I will say this, had I known then what I know now, I would have recommended some other things specific to nerve pain that I wasn't aware of as much back then. But CBD, I was rubbing CBD into your neck 2 or 3 times a day, most days, for a long time. And it helped, right? It took the edge off.
It took the edge off.
But it didn't fix anything. No. It just calmed it down, right? Yep. So then the next thing was Curamed. Now, you've heard of turmeric or curcumin. Curamed is a brand of that that we believe is the best. It's made by a company called Terry Naturally. And I also had you on a little bit more of a mega dose of that. Mm-hmm. We had you on the 750 milligram twice a day. Yeah. Which is, you know, twice as much as what's recommended on the label. Again, anti-inflammatory, pain relief, all of that kind of stuff. Not so much Curamed, for the most part, isn't going to play much role in the mental, emotional side of things, but can calm things down on the physical side.
And Curamed was one kind of like the omegas. Like, I took it, and at first I noticed a difference, and then I took it for quite a while, and I wasn't sure what it was, if it was still helping, until I would run out. And about a week after not being on it, I was like, yeah, that's doing a lot more than I realized it was doing. So I'd go back on it, and a lot of the inflammation would go back down again. So,
but it took a while, right?
It did
You'd
take
go back
a while.
On it, and you'd be 3-4 days before you noticed.
I was on Curamed for quite a while.
Yeah. So these are fantastic, you know, here and now relief things. Again, Curamed's not as rapid as CBD is, particularly topical CBD, which you can feel 5 minutes after you put it on, or even quicker. But 3 or 4 or 5 days, a week into Curamed, for the most part, people are starting to see some benefit. And then over time, it kind of gets better as you stay on top of it. You really don't want to look at turmeric, for the most part, as a analgesic pain reliever that you take today and experience a difference in half an hour or an hour. You really want to look at that as a day in, day out. If you're dealing with chronic inflammation, chronic pain, that's one that you just take daily. And over time, it has a lot of benefit. But right out of the gate, you're not going to notice that much. So that's where we were with that combination. And then the last thing was anxiety release. Now, anxiety release is newer than this as well. There was a formula I developed years ago called Anxiety Free for a company called Ridgecrest Herbals. It was and is a great formula, but lots of stuff has come across my desk, and I've been made much more aware of some very specific things that matter a lot when it comes to anxiety. And so a few years ago, I sat back down and redeveloped a new anxiety formula called Anxiety Release. But back in the day, you were using Anxiety Free. And Anxiety Free can be used a couple of different ways, or Anxiety Release is just stronger, basically. So think of that. And both of them are still available on at our store and on our website. But Anxiety Release is probably about 50% stronger. Definitely our most popular one now. You can use it as needed, just occasionally. I'm having a really stressful day. My boss is driving me crazy. My kids are driving me crazy. I'm driving me crazy, whatever it is. And you can use Anxiety Release, and people will notice a difference within usually about 30 to 45 minutes, which is awesome. But you can also use it on a day-in, day-out basis as a calming agent to help with the day-to-day stresses of life. If you experience, like Jen did, chronic anxiety, chronic stress, and you just have a hard time, you know, keeping up and coping with it, then a daily use makes all kinds of sense when it comes to the Anxiety Release. Explain to everybody what it feels like. Like when you take the Anxiety Release, what's the difference?
Just calmer, I guess, is probably the easiest way to explain it. That nervousness, it for a while it didn't completely go away, but it dialed it down for sure to like, I could stand to be in the room with people or do whatever or go wherever I needed to go. It just dialed things down a lot and made me way less anxious to function.
Yeah, and in the back in the day when you were using it, because you don't even use Anxiety Release except for very occasionally.
Very occasionally now. Yeah, it's very rare.
And let's talk about that just really quick too. You also don't use CBD much.
No, I actually just started taking it again, on a daily basis, maybe a month ago. Just lower back is still causing some issues, so I thought maybe that might be good to add back in and see if it knocks it down a notch. But no, I haven't used CBD for a couple of years.
And I find that you ask me to rub it into your neck about once or twice a month, maybe.
Yeah,
and it used to be two or three times a day.
Oh, yeah.
And Curamed, you're not on consistently anymore?
No, I haven't been on Curamed for a couple of years now either.
So, and the moral to that story is that there are some of these products that I like to call bridge products. They get you from here to there in a more comfortable way than waiting for everything else to do its thing. Because the vital spores, for instance, it's when you have someone who has as much gut dysbiosis as my sweetheart did, you're a year on vital spores to really get that optimal benefit you're looking for. You're getting benefit along the way for sure. You don't have to wait a year and then all of a sudden, suddenly your gut's fine. But it just takes time to rebuild from years of antibiotics, years of glyphosate, years of stress and abuse that your gut takes from your bad diet choices and all the other things that happen with that. It's just a process, but you can get relief in the here and now while you're waiting for that stuff to happen. And that's where things like Anxiety Release, Curamed, CBD oftentimes come in. So when you used Anxiety Release back in the day, you were taking it daily, I believe.
Yeah, for a while I took it daily.
And did you also take extra? Did you ever?
Yes, then I would take
when days were.
If it was really bad, tough? Then I would take extra. Yeah.
This is a girl who we became best friends very, very quickly. Like it was weird how quickly we were just 100% comfortable with each other and, you know, texting back and forth all day. And she had a very challenging job running a deli at a local grocery store here, which was high stress, high workload, high fast pace. And there were some days you'd send me a text just almost wondering how you were going to get through the day.
Yeah.
Because you hurt so bad and you felt so crappy.
Yep.
And so I was intimately aware of just how challenging her life was with all of these health issues. And I became a little bit of a sounding board, I guess. And also instead of, correct me if I'm wrong here, babe, it seems to me that many of the people closest to you in your life struggled with similar anxiety and depression.
Oh, yeah.
And so then when you would reach out to a friend about how crappy you felt, what you would get in return was how crappy they felt. And yeah, I'm right there with you, sister.
Yeah, a lot of that for sure. But, and the couple of friends that I had that weren't like that, I was a trying friend. Very much. And so their patience would wear thin.
And I'm, if I can say one thing about myself that's very, very, I guess, positive without sounding too arrogant, I might be the most patient person I've ever met.
Yes.
And I was just plain willing to, you know, be there and help her out. And the only reason I tell this story, that part of the story, is if you find yourself in this chronic depression, chronic pain, chronic anxiety mindset that many, many people struggle with, first, we're telling this story to show you that there is a roadmap out of it. But second, while you're in it, even if you start to believe that this roadmap could potentially work for you, you do need some balance in your life. Reach out to the guy or gal or friend or coworker or whatever it is that kind of just has a smile on their face all the time.
The ones that kind of annoy you.
That you're like, I don't want to talk to that
guy. Like,
why
are you always happy? You don't know what life is really like.
Yeah. And you used to say that I was the anomaly, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody can be happy like that. There's just a few people like that. Not the case, right?
No.
Yeah. You can be happy all the time. And so, but here's the thing that I think we can kind of wrap this up with. This is an interesting series that we're going to present to you. And in the intro, I told you what the episodes are, but this is what I want to talk about and examine for the last couple of minutes on this episode. All of what I recommended supplementally provided some level of benefit, right?
Yes.
But what would you say if your pain was a 10 when I met you? What was it once we got the supplement side up and running for a few months?
I would say 5-6.
Okay, so maybe we cut it in half.
Cut it in half, probably.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's still a lot of pain.
Yeah, it still was there. Yeah.
Depression and anxiety, if that was a 10, if bipolar was a 10, and, you know, 3, 4, 6 months into all of this regimen, where do you feel like you were?
That one's a little trickier. Because I was still on my pharmaceutical meds at the time. But it was improving. I would say I was probably 6-7 in that range.
So, again, significant improvement, but not better, right? Not all better anyway.
Not all better.
Better than it was. Insomnia, that got a lot better, didn't it?
That got better. It improved. We still had to find ways to, can I say?
You can say.
Well, we started using THC. I used that every night to sleep until I could get to a point where I didn't need that. So that helped regulate. Like, that helped get me to a point after some of this other kicked in that I could regulate that on my own.
And that's an important thing too. So THC is certainly controversial in terms of, you know, how people feel about it. I don't like the idea of THC as a required daily thing so somebody can function, so somebody can sleep or whatever. But my gosh, I think it is an absolute miraculous and beneficial thing to get people, again, from here to there and be able to actually function appropriately, because you have to remember that of all the things that are the most restorative in this on this earth that are available to us, a good night's sleep on a consistent basis is probably number one.
That made a huge difference in my mood. When I could actually sleep, my anxiety and my lows were way less.
Yeah.
If I had been able to sleep. If I wasn't sleeping again, I was an emotional mess when I didn't sleep.
Yeah, and so we're not necessarily, you know, recommending THC for everybody, but for some people, especially if you can make it short term or very low dose, then it can be an absolute godsend for sure. And just like what we just talked about, it doesn't need to be a daily thing long term. And
no,
it isn't
and
a daily thing
I
for
had
you,
a
but
lot
you do
of
use it sometimes.
Reservation with it because I had used that in my past for recreational use. I didn't love it. It wasn't my thing really, other than, you know, you just wanted to get messed up. But then with my addiction issues from the opiates and that, I was very hesitant to go back into that realm of things. But I did find a lot of the THC for sleep was huge for me. And that's actually what it's best for me, because I didn't enjoy it recreationally because it made me fall asleep. And so for sleep, it was great. And I rarely, in fact, I've used it a little bit more lately to help a little bit with sleep, but I haven't used it. I hadn't used it for a couple of years, I would say. So
yeah, you used it pretty much on a nightly basis for a couple of years,
and fairly low dose, considering about 5 milligrams would knock me out, be enough to get me tired enough to sleep. And that's basically kind of still where I'm at. And it's rare that I use it, but I do have it on hand if I need it sometimes.
Yep. So in terms of progress, we went from, you know, about a 10 to a 5-ish on pain, about a 10 to a 6 or 7 on the mental, emotional, the anxiety, depression, bipolar. And I can tell you, and I will briefly hear why I think one responded a little better than the other, and then significant improvement on sleep once we stumbled onto THC as an option, which was pretty early on in our relationship as well, probably in the first 6 months or something. As far as the other supplement stuff, have I missed anything, honey?
I think that's okay.
I want to tell you this last thing here in terms of those numbers. So on that scale of 1 to 10, with bipolar being a 10 and going down to maybe a 6 or a 7, there is a reason why this is a series of 5 parts, okay? The next one we're going to do is going to be when Jen decided, without me knowing, actually, that she wanted to wean off of her psych meds. And we'll talk through that and explain how she did it and why she did it and what happened when she got off of those. But the other thing is, part 4 of this series will be a big talk about mindset. And I believe that you can take every great supplement in the entire world for your anxiety and depression, but you'll never get to balance unless you figure out the mindset that's behind so much of the anxiety and depression. And it is a big, big piece. The reason we call this series and the other, or the reason this series, the Jen Story series, is part of the Emotional Vitality series, is because we discovered together something that we now call emotional vitality, because we originally stumbled onto it with this gentleman who's been on the show a couple of times, Lamont Wilcox, a dear friend of ours, and he taught us a lot. But then we just kept studying and learning more and adding to it, and it eventually became what we call emotional vitality. And it has, I mean, that was the game changer that really got you balanced when it comes to your mental and emotional health.
It played a huge part.
Yeah. And frankly, now, I don't think...
But I feel like the supplements got me to a place where I could be more open to learning that stuff.
Well, yeah, because when you're at a 10 on pain and you're at a 10 on anxiety and depression, your ability to even think through all that stuff is severely limited, right?
Yeah.
When you can't sleep at night, it's good luck, right? And that's the beauty of this whole supplemental approach. And I mean, there's two parts to this, I guess. I am a supplement guy. Right? That's what I do on this show. It's what I do for a living. I've been selling supplements for most of my life. And so, you know, they have the old saying, you know, if a guy has a hammer, then everything's a nail. Well, to some degree, that's kind of how I am. If I see a condition, I think about, okay, what supplement could potentially help this individual with this thing that they're dealing with? And that's fine. But it's also, supplements have never been and never will be the entire answer to your health. We know that diet is critical. We know that movement and exercise is critical. We know that sleep is critical. We know that mindset is critical. And so we're going to dive very deep into that. And, of course, we'll tell the story of Jen Jen's mindset shift and mine on that episode. But the details of how to implement that for yourself are in those episodes of the Emotional Vitality series, which is an ongoing series that may never end because we just keep finding new and cool new things, tricks, hacks, learned behaviors that you can do that can get you to the point of feeling optimistic all the time, feeling like you can smile all the time naturally. It's so beautiful to me because I've been here from that first day that we met until this day, and we just figured out the other day that we haven't gone more than, what, 3 or 4 days and not communicating in 6 years. Is that right?
Right.
You were in Peru and unavailable a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think I was unavailable a couple of times.
I was in the Amazon, not on Amazon.
Yeah, in the Amazon, right. But other than that, we've communicated every single day, like a lot for most days, right?
Yeah.
And in that process, I've been able to watch this transition that people that didn't see Jen for a few years and then see her posting things on Facebook and how great life is and all this stuff are like, holy crap, what happened to Jen? And
who is this person?
She gets all these messages. Oh, I'm so glad to see you so happy and all this. And I want to throw one more thing out there too. I have people that tell me that love this woman who is now my wife that thank me for making her so happy. That is not what happened, okay? First, it's important to understand, and we'll talk about this during the mindset show, I think, that she did things for me that I needed so bad in that department too, just different symptoms, we'll say. But nobody can make you happy. It's impossible, literally, for anybody to make you happy. You have to do that for yourself.
That was some of my problem. I was waiting for somebody or something to make me happy.
Yep. And as much as a person or people can play a role in it, like Lamont Wilcox, we just mentioned him. He didn't make us happy. He didn't make us more productive. He didn't do any of that stuff. But he certainly taught us some tools that made an absolutely gigantic difference in how we lived our lives and where we are now versus where we were then. I didn't make Jen happy, but I gave her a map to help her figure out how to become that way on her own. And now what's so cool about it is I don't have to do anything for her to maintain this level of low pain, low anxiety, low depression. It's all done by her with the day in, day out routines that she has built for herself over these years, with absolutely some incredible instruction from some amazing books, some incredible instruction from some amazing people, but it's been done by her, not by anybody else. And please don't wait for somebody else to fix your stuff because you're the one that gets to fix it. But the reason we do Vitality Radio and the reason that I decided to roll out the Emotional Vitality series is because I want everybody listening that has struggled with these types of things to know that it can be better. It will be better if you implement some of these things. And to some degree, it's baby steps. We've been together for 6 years on some level or another. 2.5, 3 months ago, by the time this airs, it'll be about 3 months ago, we got married. In that process, there were a lot of steps that had to be taken. But we started out with simple stuff because most people, frankly, are more willing to take a pill than read a book or sit down with a guy that's going to teach him how to be happy or whatever it is. And so we start with that. We take the edge off of all the things so that now your pain isn't so severe that you can't even concentrate on reading the self-help book or whatever, right? We get the anxiety and depression down to the point where there's some belief. And I love that. That's one of the things I love about Back on Track is it's the first thing that gave you a belief that, oh, there's something that's natural, that's non-addictive, that I don't have to have a prescription for that can actually make me feel better right now.
Right.
Right.
Well, and then when you explained what Back on Track was, the digestive enzymes, and that, it just made sense. Like, that would help if that's what that is. So.
And we should actually throw this one in too. Because Jen didn't have a gallbladder anymore, and because I believe that almost every case when a gallbladder is removed, it's a mistake, almost every case. A bad gallbladder can kill you, so this is not medical advice, but seek out options and second opinions if somebody's saying, let's remove that thing. That's the first thing I'll say. But she didn't have it. We can't put it back, and it won't grow back. And so we also then, I also suggested that she use ox bile capsules when she ate high-fat meals. Yeah. And that was...
That and apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
ACV.
Big, big game changers as far as that goes. Although I don't think you ever used either one of those every single day or every single meal, like back on track. But
like
you did use
them. But I used them. Yeah, depending on what I was eating. High fat meal, definitely ox bile. ACV has become a little more standard for me because I still deal with some gallbladder issues on occasion. So I.
Which is crazy because she doesn't have a gallbladder. Yeah, Listen to that for a second.
But you can. One thing they don't tell you, you can still have gallbladder attacks without a gallbladder, and it's every bit as painful as this with.
It's called biliary reflux, and it is the bile ducts that are still intact after the gallbladder is removed. And we won't get into big detail on that, but those are a couple other things that were used. And there were a lot of other supplements that we experimented with. Some things worked, some things didn't work. It's always different for everybody. The ultimate wild card in health is you and how your body's going to respond to things. But what we hope we get out of this, you get out of this episode, is that these chronic things that you think you might be stuck with, you're not. Most of these chronic things can be reversed. And it's a matter of education. It's a matter of supplementation. It's a matter of dietary changes, a mindset of belief. Just that initial thing, if you can plant that one seed that, oh, I can get better even if I don't know how to yet. That's really what I hope this is doing right now in your brain. You can get better even if you don't know how. And then it's a matter of educating yourself, getting the supplements that you need, fixing some dietary things, because most of us have a relatively, if not completely, broken diet. And then time and patience and some grace with yourself during the process, because it isn't an overnight thing, especially when you're talking about mental, emotional issues. And when you think that you've been, or when you have felt depressed for 30 plus years, like you did, hon, it's... just it's a process, and it feels insurmountable in many cases. I imagine I've never really felt that way, so I can't relate exactly, but I've certainly talked to plenty of people who look at me with these forlorn looks in their eyes, like, this is just how it is. It's kind of that Eeyore vibe that you get from Winnie the Pooh, right? And I'm telling you, Eeyore could learn to smile if somebody had grabbed his hoof and say, hey, let's show you how to do this. So anyway, without rambling more than I already have, anything else that you want to add in, baby?
I don't think so.
All right. So we'd like to both thank you for listening in, for letting us tell what has become our story, even though we're calling it Jen's story. I think it's the best love story in the world, but it's also a fantastic story of resilience and how you can turn things around no matter how far gone you think you might be. There is a natural approach that can work for you, and we hope that in these next few episodes, between the first one, today's, and the next few, that we'll lay out a map that gives you a really pretty clear guide as to how you can do just that. So thank you so much, as always, for listening to me, and in this case, us, on Vitality Radio. It's a pleasure to bring this show to you. Please reach out if you have questions, 801-292-6662. Jump online. You can open up a chat if you'd like at vitalitynutrition.com. You can always join us, and we'd love to have you in the Vitality listeners community, Vitality Radio listeners community on Facebook. That'll be linked in the show description, as well as links to everything else that we've discussed here. We'll try to roll out these next few episodes in relatively quick fashion, so you've got it all laid out for you. And with that, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for listening to us, Jared and Jen St. Clair, on Vitality Radio.
You've been listening to the Vitality Radio Podcast. Enjoy your week. In the meantime, Jared will be feverishly searching for the latest nutrition info to educate you on and wading into mounds of propaganda to help steer you through it. Vitality Radio is researched and written by Jared St. Clair. Our awesome music is by Brian Bob Young. Support Vitality Radio by subscribing and giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast source. Don't forget to follow us at Vitality Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Please let us know your thoughts about this episode by using the hashtag Vitality Radio Podcast. And if you like what you hear, go tell somebody with a share, a screenshot, or an airdrop. Thank you.